Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We're now on Masechet Shvuot Daf Mem Aleph Amud Bet, after the Siman that's in the middle of the Gemara, and we have seven different cases here of claims and counterclaims about payment that really spin off of the discussion that we had about the two different approaches of Ravasi to Malvet Chaver Ba'edim. Mahuda Amar LeChaveri. Case one: a guy said to another guy, "Keep Pratin. When you pay me back." Paranli be'ape Reuven v'Shimon. You have to pay him back in front of Reuven and Shimon, meaning he identified two particular witnesses. Azal apar be'ape Tremi Alma. The guy went and paid him back in front of two other witnesses, not Reuven and Shimon. And the way it must be read here is that these two witnesses now are not available, because if they're available and they say that he paid back, that's kind of the end of the story. So he claims that they're gone. Amar baye ba'ape betray. Amar le, look, the guy told him to pay in front of two. Ape betray pari, paid him in front of two. Reuven and Shimon, just an example. Amar le Rava. Rava said no. L'hachi kamar le ba'ape Reuven v'Shimon. That's why he said Reuven and Shimon. Ki echad lo nidche. So he shouldn't push him off, meaning those are guys I know are going to be around. So therefore, he is not exempt. Case two. Huda amar le chavrei. Guy said, ki paratli pranli ba'ape betray de tanu hilchata. Pay me back in front of two guys who teach halacha. Azal pari bain delay the delay. Paid him off privately. Itnisu hanachzuzi. Here's the problem. After the lender got the money back, the money got lost. Atal the coming to Rav Nachman. So they came to Rav Nachman. Amar le in kvuli kabel tinhu mine derech pikadon. I accepted the money from him. I agree I accepted it, the fellow who owed me. But I took it as a pikadon. V'amina, and I said, lehave gavai pikadon. There'll be a pikadon in my property. Admitramu bay trade the tanu hilchata till two guys who teach halacha come. And they will fulfill the guy's the condition of having them witness that I got it back. Which, of course, is very, very fishy. Amarle came in the Kamodi to Vadesh Klatinu Mine, since you admit you already got them from him, Piron Malyahave, paid you back. He Amarle Likume Tanai, if you want to fulfill the Tanai, now they're just teasing him. Zil Aitinu, go bring the money. The Ha'anav Rav Sheshit, the Tanina Hilchotav Sifrav Sifrivato Sefta, Machule Gemara. Rav Sheshit and I, Rav Nachman says, we've learned all of the material, we're here. We'll be your witnesses. We'll fulfill the tonight. In a sense, Rav Nachman's also pulling a needle on him. He's saying he suspects them that this guy is hiding the money and trying to double dip. Case three. Ha'uta amar lechavrei. Have the mea zuzi dusiftach. I lent you 100 zuz. Pay me back. Amar le lo ayudvar miolam. Never happened. Azal aiti sadi de ozfe upare. We have witnesses who came and said, yeah, he did borrow the money, but he paid him back. Amar Abaye, so Abaye said, my Navud, what can we do? Inu Amri was for the same witness who said he did lend the money, borrow the money. Inu Amri Pare, they say he paid it back. Rav Amar, it doesn't work. Kol Omer lo Leviti, anybody who says I never borrowed, Komer lo Parati Dami, is admitting he never paid back. So therefore, we have the witness's testimony that he borrowed the money, and we have his own claim that he never paid back, to wit. Therefore, he's Chayiv. Fourth case, Ahud Amar Lechavrei Havli Mea Zuzi de Masiknabach. I'm coming after you for 100 zuz. Pay me. Amar Le Lo Praticha Bifne Pony Pony. Didn't I pay you back in front of these two guys? Ata Pony Pony Amar Lahadam. So these two witnesses came and said, never happened. So Rav Sheshit Lememra Achzuchzak Kafran. Rav Sheshit said, now this borrower is a liar. Amar Le Rava. Rava said to him, Kol Milton Lo Rami Ali De Inish. Something that a person doesn't have to pay attention to, Lavadati, won't remember. Meaning, these witnesses, the claim wasn't that I designated them as witnesses. They were present when I paid back, but they weren't paying attention, so they forgot. So the guy's not a kafran. Ha'uda amar lechavrei, another guy said, Hiavlim shit mea zuzi de vasignabach. I'm coming after you for 600 zuz. Amar le, v'lo praticha mea kavi, aftze de kaim v'shita shita. Didn't I pay you back 100 kav worth of gallnuts that were worth 6 at the time? Amar le lav barba barhabu kaimi. So the guy says, no, they were worth 4 at the time, which means you did pay me back 400 worth, but you stole me 200. Atu treisadi v'amru in barba barhabu kaimi. So two witnesses came and testified they were worth 4 at the time. So Amar Rava, Huzakafran Rava says, now this guy's a liar because he said it was 6. Amar Rachama said to him, Hamart, you said, komilta dorami ale di inish lavadate. If somebody doesn't need to pay attention to something, he won't forget. He won't remember it. Since the guy thought it was 6, it was 4. Why would you accuse him being a liar? Amay Rava Kitsuta the Tar Midkar Dechirin. She certainly a person will remember and pay attention to the value of the market. That he should have known. Then he's lying. Hudamar lechavrei. A guy said, Havli mea zuzi de masiknabach, yom 100 zuz. Vashtar and I have a star. Amarle pratich, I paid you back. Amarle hanu sitra ininu. What you paid me back was for another loan. Rav Nachman itra shtar. Rav Nachman says the shtar is no good anymore, and this claim of sitrai doesn't work. Papa mar lo itra shtar. Papa says no, the shtar is still good, and the claim of sitrai is good. Ulur Papa maishna miat. So why is our Papa saying this? Because he's being inconsistent. Maishna Yehuda amar lechavrei havli me'azuzin anasigna ba. Chagai said you owe me 100. Vashtar, and here's the shtar. Amar le lav aturei havli. Didn't you give it to me to buy oxen? Va'atid ve'tivat ma'amasachta. And we came and we sat in the shlachthaus with Kabbalat Zuzach, and you got your money from the oxen? Vamar le'anos itraininu. He said, no, that debt for the oxen, that was a different debt. V'yamar of Papa itra shtar. Our Papa said the shtar is no good anymore. So how come here he says the shtar is still good? The answer is very clear. It's circumstantial. Hatam came in the Ka'amah Tori Yehavli in the case that we just quoted. The guy admitted, I gave you the money for the oxen. We Tori Shekalt itra shtara. So now the claim that it's Sitrai is a very weak claim because he admits that he gave the money for the oxen and he got that money from the oxen back. Hachaim Sitrai Ninu. But here it's possible that this was from a different debt because, in other words, we don't have a specific assignation of the money to a particular use. Okay, my Havi Allah, what's the halacha? Rav Papi Amar Lo Itra Shtara. In our first case, the shtar is not hurt. We accept the idea that Sitrai Ninu. Rav Sheshet Breda of Idi Amar like Rav Papa Itra Shtara. The shtar is no good anymore. Vilchata Itra Shtara. The shtar is no good. Vani Mili, the Pari Ba'ape Sadi. That's only if you paid him back in front of Edim. Flo Idkar Le Shtara. And he didn't say, give me the shtar. Aval Pari made the daily today, but if you paid him back privately, and then the guy says, yes, you paid me, but that was for some other debt. Migo de Yochol Meimar La Yudvar Milam, because the guy could say, you never paid me at all. Yachodam in the Meimar Sitrai Ninu, his argument that his claim that it's for a different debt is believed. Uchravim Yidreir Avahu, who suffered such a case. Okay, Ahud Amar Lechavrei, a guy came and said to his friend, Mahimnat Li Kol Eimata Amrat Li Lo Parana. I want to borrow money from you, and you are trusted to me any time you say that I didn't pay you back. Azal Pari Ba'ape Sade, he paid him back in front of Edim, and then the guy came and said, give me money. Habayi Varovet Amar Tavayi Lahemne. Aben Rava said that he trusted him to say, you owe me the money, even though there's Edim. Matkar Papa, Nehida Hemne Tfemi Nafshe. Papa said, no, he gave him more trust than himself. Tfemi Sade Mehemne, but he didn't give him more trust than Edim. So he should be exempt. Huda Amar Lechavre Mehemnat Li Kvei Tre Kol Eimata Amar Li Lo Parana. He added it. He said, you're trusted to me like Bei Tre, like two Edim, anytime you say I didn't pay back. Azal Pari Ba'ape Plata. So what do you do? He made that offer, and then he paid him in front of three. Rapapa kibetrahimne, kibetlatavahimne. Rapapa said, he only said, I trust you as much as two, not three. So now, the three witnesses say he paid back. We're done. Ravuna Brady Ravashui, he's Rapapa, he says, Emurdam Rabbanandi Azdin about the Rav Deot. When do we say that two is not as good as three? Hanamilinyan umdana. That's if we're trying to get an appraisal of something. Tachama the Fisha Bekitfe. The more people we have in it, the better we'll get a real appraisal. When it comes to Edut, Mea Kitreu Tre Kamea, two are like 100, 100 is like two. So therefore, two, three, it doesn't matter. Another version of it is Mehenel Likave Tre Kol Emet Amarli Parana, same case. Azul Parbe Apiklata, Rapapa Kive Tre Emne, Kive Tlata Lohemne, so far it's the same. But now Ravuna Red Vishua's claim is different. Tre Kamea Mea Kitre, he didn't give him the issue about Umdana. But he added, but if in his original arrangement he said, I trust you like three, and then he paid him back in front of four, once he already mentioned three, which is not the normal for Edut, then he really meant three. Once he paid him back in front of four, that trumps it. Okay, towards the end of the Mishnah, it said, we do not take a shvua for the claim of a cheresht of a cotton. And we do not have a cotton take a shvua. My time, why? The whole Shvua Moda Miktzat starts with this pasuk. Ish el Reyu. Ve'inatinar katan klum. So it starts with the man giving something. A katan gives something to somebody. That giving is nothing. Okay, Rishvayin the katan al hektesh. The last line of the fourth Mishnah was, we do take an oath to a katan and a hektesh. Wait a second. Amart Reisha Inish Barin al Tanat Cheshot of Cotton. We already said we do not take an oath for the claim of a cheresht of a cotton. So what is this? So now Amar Rav. Rav gives the first answer. B'vav b'tanat aviv. When a katan comes and claims he something on his own, we don't allow him to take the guy to take a shvua. But when he comes and claims father lent you something, then we do. For Eliezer ben Yaakov, he had followers of Eliezer ben Yaakov, the Tanav Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer. Sometimes a man can make up his own taina and then have to take a shvua. Ketzad. Amar lo manel avicha biyadi v'chaltiv pras. If a guy says, your father has some, I have something of your father's, and I already paid back half. Harezi nishpa, he has to take a shvua of the half. Zeresh nishpa al tanat atzmo. That's a case where a guy takes an oath for his own claim. Homim eno el kemesho edo pater. Chum say, no, when he makes that offer, he says that I do owe him half. We believe him about the half. He's meshiv aveda, and he's exempt from the shvua. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov lately meshiv aveda pater. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov doesn't agree that when you make an offer that the other guy would not have any way to claim and get, you're called meshiv aveda and you're exempt. So I'm a rav. What did Rav say? B'shatano katan. That's when the guy who made the claim was a minor child of the father. But we said you don't ever issue a shvua, administer a shvua, if the katan makes the claim. The answer is the olam gadol. Really, we're talking about somebody who's an adult. Why do we call him a katan? Why call him a katan? The gabe mili davua katanu. He's a katan, meaning he was never made privy to his father's business matters, so therefore his claim is something of a tentative claim. But he's really not a katan. So yachi tanat atzmo tanat acherimhi. But then the original statement, the original braita, doesn't read right. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said, "Pamim shadam shud nishbal tanat atzmo." He'll have to take a shvua because of his own claim. This is not his own claim; it's another person's claim. So tanat acherim hodat atzmo. What he meant was another person's claim and his own hodah. What did I call unami tanat acherim hodat atzmo? I knew that's what everything is. Our whole parak is about that. Another guy makes a claim, and you admit to it, then you have to take a shvua. Ella b'derabba kimi palger. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Chacham are disagreeing about how to apply Rabba's chazaka. Why did the Torah say that Modem Mikzad has taken oath? Because of a chazaka, that a person can't just look his creditor in the eye and say, I owe you nothing. Really, the guy should say, I owe you nothing, to get out of it. Why didn't he do it? Because he psychologically can't. Really, he should admit to the whole debt. Why doesn't he do that? He's just trying to get out of it. So he's a good guy. He says, look, when I get the money, I'll pay him. In the meantime, I don't have as much. I'll admit to the amount that I have. So the Torah said, knowing that psychology, put a shvu on him so that he'll admit to everything. Yaakov thinks that that same psychology works even if you're facing the son of the deceased creditor. Hilkach lav meshiv aveda. Therefore, the guy admitting that he owes 500 is not meshiv aveda. There's no way he could deny it. And if I take the oath, Rabbanan sabi b'fanav hu deino meos. Rabbanan say no. It's only to the creditor himself that you can't be that chutzpidik. But to his son who wasn't there when you borrowed the money, you could be meis. Umidlo meis. The fact that instead you said I owe you 500, half of it, meshiv aveda. He's called meshiv aveda, and therefore no shvua. Now, all of that is fine, but it still doesn't solve our problem, because Mimatzit Mukman Lak Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. You can't say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Taktani Reisha, we earlier said, Manela Amba Biyadcha, Vinlecha Biyadil Chamashim Dinar, Patum Neshe Meshiv Avedahu. We had that exact case when the kid says it's 100, and you say, well, I only owe your father 50. He's Patur, because Meshiv Aveda. Oh, the answer is, Hatam Delo Amar Barili. That's when the kid says, I think you owe it. Hachan Amar Barili. In our case, the kid says, I know you owe it. All right, but that was a very difficult approach. So Shmuel has a simpler explanation. What does the katan mean? Li para minichsei katan. It doesn't mean you take a shvua when a katan issues the claim, but when you want to come and seize property that the orphans have in their katanim, you have to take an oath. La hekdesh, same thing. Para minichsei hekdesh. If you come and claim that a guy was makdish something that wasn't his, and I want to claim it, I have to take a shvua. So li katan li para minichsei katan. Tanina, wherever Baraita, the famous Mishnah in Ketubot. And later in Shvuot, it's Perak Tet Mishnah Zayin in Ketubot, Perak Zayin Mishnah Zayin in Shvuot. So Tarta Lamali, why do I need in two places? The answer is Hakamash Palan Ken Abaye Kashisha, like the old Abaye, not our famous Abaye. Abaye Kashisha Yitomim Shamru Gedolim. It even applies to Yitomim who are adults. Tzarich Lomar Ktanim. Certainly, if they're minors, you still have to take a Shvuah to collect from them. Bein lishvua, bein liziburit. Whether collecting ziburit or whether taking a shvua that what they owe, it doesn't matter whether they are adults or minors, you have to take a shvua. Good lahekdesh, dipar nechse hekdesh. Tanina, we also have a Mishnah. Rechasim mishubadim, lay parol b'shvua. The same Mishnah Ketuvah, the same Mishnah Shvuot, says that you can't collect from mishubadim. Umali mishubadim, I don't mali mishubadim legavah. What do I care if some third party bought it or hekdesh has it? You're seizing it from a third party, you have to take a shvua. So the answer is itztarich. Salkadai tachamein ahedyot hu da adam osa knuni al ahedyot. I might think, if I only knew that I have to take an oath from nechasim mishubadim that are held by a citizen, I might think, look, a person might conspire to try to hurt a third party. You know, you sell property to him, and then I'll come and seize it. We'll backdate a loan. I'll come and seize it from him. You and I will split the proceeds, and he'll be out. I would think a person would never do that to Hekdesh. Kamash Plan, you have to take a shvua for Hekdesh too. So we don't say, Mali Meshubad Lehedyot Mam Leshuvah Legavoa. But you're saying that a person would make a knuni on Hekdesh. Rav Huna said, if a guy is dying, and he's makdish everything he owes, and then he says, by the way, I owe a mon of the ploni, we believe him, and we don't give that to Hekdesh. Chazaka and Adam osek knuni on Hekdesh. We have a chazaka that a person's not going to try to hurt Hekdesh. So the answer is, that's a guy who's dying. Dein Adam choteva lolo. A person doesn't want to sin if he's not going to benefit from it. But if the guy's healthy, we're choshesh that maybe he publicly made this big donation to Hekdesh and privately is trying to conspire to weasel out of it. Therefore, he has to take the Shvua to collect from Hekdesh. Okay, we'll pause now before studying Mishnah Hay. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.